And it's time to say 3, 2, 1, go on the Friday edition for today, July the 15th of the Geyer Crook Report show. And we're going to do the Friday wrap-up. Makes sense, being today's Friday, doesn't it? So let's get to it. On Monday's show, just passed, and that was on 7-11, on July 11th. So, of course, we did a shout-out for the free Slurpee from 7-Eleven stores here in America. Gosh dang, they were yummy. I had, mine was sugar-free pineapple mango, and it was quite refreshing. Talk about refreshing routine on a Monday. That did it. Brian in Australia told us about Mimi.tv. The link will be in the show notes, and as always, our show notes are available on thegeyercrookreport.podbean.com. If you go there and click the link, it'll take you to the WordPress blog that's got all the links in it. The other thing that we talked about was firetalk.com has given us a recording that we record ourselves. And you can join the channel every day at 7 a.m., the firetalk.com, the Geyer Crook Report, the-Geyer Crook Report, sorry. And we then take the audio from that and we push it to the same place where we have our show notes link, is the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And on last Monday when I did the show, Podbean reported there are 130,343 podcasters that have produced 3,201,260 episodes that have been downloaded, brace yourself, 4,602,162,850 downloads. I think it works. Tuesday, SEO tips. The local search association has a tips and advice and an infographic on creating highly optimized, highly converting landing pages for local SEO. A fellow named Marcus Miller shared some tips and advice on infographic on creating those types of landing pages for local SEO. His company is in England called Bowler Hat, and the link is in the show notes from the post that he put into searchengineland.com. It's a great post. Give that a look. He did a fine job. Wednesday, the Crook Report, The Mind, was sort of a shameless plug for What Do You Do? There's a link in the show notes, the Geyer Crook Online Services.com WAC blog, WAC services link, lists the services we provide in our company. Our company is VitaMainHostingInc.com. And the motto, we've got a couple of models. The one I like the best is, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. So going on with the Wednesday show notes, the Geyer Crook Report questions. It's also listed there on the same blog that has the show notes up there in the contact section. The simple way to make your company transparent is pick which 5 of those 27 questions you want me to ask you. We'll do an interview and the rest is history. And I've got a couple of them waiting in the wings. So it's time to get that done. There's a link in the show notes for the Geyer Crook Report newsletter subscription. And the newsletter right now is simply a copy of the show notes for the Friday wrap-up. So if you really wanted to get a single document to have it all like in a digest version, sign up for that newsletter. We'll get it done. It's powered by MailChimp. So the first, I think I get 2,000 subscribers for free, and we're nowhere near 2,000. So come on down. Thursday, B2B. The first thing we talked about was Pokemon Go and how it's changing things. I mean, besides driving traffic, besides being a viral mobile app, and potentially a huge inbound marketing opportunity for business, see what TechCrunch said. Their quote is in the show notes. Give that a go. And then we went on yesterday and talked about Shop Small Saturday. It's time to start planning for that. And we did a shameless plug and a shout out, and I'll give it again. The Port Orchard Bay Street Association in Port Orchard, Washington, was posted into the links on AmericanExpress.com. They're the ones that started Shop Small Saturday back in 2010. What a great idea. And anyway, the Port Orchard Bay Street Association, or POBS as they're called for short, because it's P-O-B-S-A, is a neighborhood champion. In 2015, they did what they said they were going to do, and American Express gave them credit for that. So this year on November 26th is the date, so it's time to start planning for that. And finally, in closing, kind of a pearl in the oyster, because it's not in the show notes yet, I don't think. On July 22nd, a week from today, is the final date for post submissions to the blog for the home decor, the harvest decor, the Halloween party suggestions category that's on that blog. The category descriptions, the guest blog, and guidelines are all on the blog. And now it's time for shout-outs. Thank you to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean in Edinburgh, Scotland. Fraser Ramsey, appreciate it every time we do this show that you gave us the idea for the Cook Report. Initially it was called, and now it's called the Geyer Cook Report for the sake of SEO. And the other people that we shout out to is, of course, Fire Talk for giving us this interface, and Screencast-O-Matic for giving us the fine, fine Windows screen recorder that we tape the show with, and we get the video and the audio from that. The shout outs to the people that are on YouTube watching us live right now. Give us a thumbs up if you would, please, or a subscription to our channel. Become a patron of the Geyer Cook. And also, the ones I almost forgot, there's a globe with white continents that exists on weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, for friends just chatting. That's the chat that was set up by my co-host, who's not here today. We sure miss him. Kelvin has a host, as a host, sets up that blab every weekday morning, and it's simply that, friends just chatting. So in order to keep us under 10 minutes, and we're going to get longer later, but for today, this ought to do it. So I'm going to say those three magic words that end every show. Thanks for watching us today. Appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. It's a wrap.